This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
A city I love in the U.S., New York City, is now the home, the football home, of Russell Wilson, your New York Giants.
It's like a whorehouse with these quarterbacks, let me tell you.
And Jameis Winston. What are they doing? And are they still going to take Shedeur Sanders?
What are they doing? I don't think they pay me enough to break down and try to figure out what the heck they're doing. I thought when they signed Jameis Winston, it meant they were out on Aaron Rodgers and they were turning their entire attention to the draft. Then I'm sitting at dinner and someone texts me, wow, Russ to the Giants. And I'm like, huh? So now Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston are there. Okay. Jameis is going to be the backup. Russ is going to be the starter. I would think that with the third overall pick, now they're either going to go Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. But if you tell me on draft night that they're going to take Shedeur Sanders if he's still available, I can't fault him. I think what happened last year was that Joe Shane said they were going to get a quarterback, right? They were shut out of free agency, shut out of the trade market. They put all their eggs in the basket of the NFL draft. And when the NFL draft came around, they were sitting there and you had quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, and they weren't interested in Michael Penix Jr. They weren't interested in Bo Nix. They weren't interested in J.J. McCarthy. They wanted Daniels. They wanted May, and they got shut out. So now they swung and missed on Stafford. They kind of felt like they weren't getting Aaron Rodgers. So let's go get two veteran quarterbacks, one that we could sell as a backup, the other as a starter, if we can't go draft the quarterback in the draft. Because here's the thing. If Russell Wilson is their starter, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll won't have jobs next year. I think what they need to do, they could have losses this year, but they need to have some sort of a person at that position that gives hope and makes you think that this thing could work. And that's why if I'm them, I would still draft Shedeur Sanders. But if I was the Browns, I would draft Shedeur Sanders. I think Cam Ward's going 1 to Tennessee. I think both Cleveland and the Giants, if they have the opportunity, should draft Shedeur. I just don't know if either will.
I just wonder if Shedeur is available at 3, does that put the Giants, did they put themselves in a no-win situation?
No.
Because if he's available and they don't take him, because you've got Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston.
That's a bad look.
And you don't think Shedeur is the guy, that fan base is going to kill you.
Well, you know
they're going to kill you.
So if you don't take him, the fan base is going to go,
what the hell are you doing? You just spent $21 million on Russell Wilson, $8 million on Jameis Winston. Now you're going to draft a quarterback with the third overall pick? What the bleep are you doing?
I think it's more split than you think, because I've had friends that are Giants fans that, like, 10 of them, let's just say, 5 will be like, draft Shedeur, draft a quarterback. The other 5 will be like, they don't want Shedeur whatsoever. They think Shane would be an idiot to take him. So you actually are right. I think it's a lose-lose, but the win to me would be getting a quarterback for the future. And they haven't had a quarterback, you know, since Eli Manning. And say what you want about Eli Manning, the guy won two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl MVPs.
Hall of Famer, Eli Manning. Not what you think the Giants are going to do, because he just told us, but what is your take on Shedeur Sanders? Do you actually think he's going to be a franchise-changing quarterback?
I think right now I would say he could be a good quarterback in this league. The thing that impressed me just like, and I like Cam slightly more, but the thing that impressed me with most, with both, is that they did more with less at multiple stops. But I look at Shedeur, the football lineage, I think he's a good quarterback. I don't know if he could be great. I right now I would not say he's ever going to be a top five quarterback in the league, but a lot of this, as you know, just comes down to fit. Like if Bo Nix didn't go to Denver last year, right? And let's say he went to the Giants. Bo Nix would not have had a good season last year. If you had J.J. McCarthy, who I think is going to be good this year, not go to Minnesota, you know, if J.J. McCarthy went to New England or J.J. McCarthy went to the Giants, I don't think J.J. McCarthy would have had a good rookie season. I know he got hurt, but the point is the point. Fit matters so much. The Giants aren't a good fit for anybody right now because they don't have an offensive line. Sure, you have Malik Nabers, which is a nice weapon, and Tyron Tracy's a solid running back, but they got to fix that offensive line. So I think Shedeur, the player, with what he did at Jackson State in Colorado, made people around him better. I do think he could be good. I just don't know if he could be great.
Cam Ward's going to be great, though, right?
I hope so. You know, at Tennessee, it's like, who do you have? You know, that's a problem. But Cam Ward, it's an unbelievable story. I don't need to tell you guys this, but the Incarnate Word and then going to Washington State and then what he did at Miami, it's unbelievable. They just had an average defense last year. Miami would have been in the playoff.
I don't know, Hawk. It sounds like Gelby's a little down on Cam Ward, doesn't it? Like
I just said, he's the number one pick in the draft.
I don't know.
I know you don't listen because it's not Jimmy Butler talk, so right now you feel lost, but I just gave you the Cam Ward number one pick.
I mean, the prevailing notion after UM Pro Day on Monday was it was one of the best pro days anyone has ever seen.
Ever.
Yeah, so now I'm going to sound as if I'm anti-Cam Ward when I'm not. The pro days, the combines. Oh, does anyone watch the games anymore? Anyone watch the tape? Zach Wilson had a good pro day too. How'd that work out?
Don't hit us where it hurts, man. Don't hit us.
Oh,
where
I forgot. He's your backup now.
I'm so jealous of you.
If Zach Wilson and who is it, Maradona, walked down the street, would anyone even know the difference between the two?
That's funny.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.